Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 2nd of November 2015. This is my audio blog, and I have with me here the lovely JN2N, also known as Yana.
Hello.
Hello. Apple TV, initial thoughts?
Well, it seems pretty cool, but I'm not quite, because the whole telly is still so new. I'm not entirely sure yet what the Apple TV is adding.
Very astute. Very astute observation. Very good.
Is it? I thought you'd be really offended because you got this thing. The remote control is very cool. I'll give you that.
Unless you drop it.
Why? What happened?
Because it's made of glass.
Is it?
And it shatters.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Luckily, we haven't got stone floors in our lounge.
Yeah, luckily. It's added one more thing to the whole lineup of things you can click on the telly. But otherwise, well, maybe that's why I thought you could explain what it's doing.
Well.
At the height of its plugged-inness.
Well. I've always wanted an Apple TV, ever since the first one came out.
Okay.
But the requirements for an Apple TV were always that you had to have an HDMI port on your television. And...
Oh, wait, and that's not the first time you've got one of those.
And this is the first time we've had a television with an HDMI port on it.
Right.
So that's why I wasn't able to get an Apple TV before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it do? Why did you always want it, though?
Because you can play iTunes stuff on it, and you can share stuff off your computer onto it and all that sort of thing.
Right. Oh, yes, that's what I said. So rather than having to watch it on your laptop, and then we have to huddle together to make sure we can both see
the screen. Yes, we have to cuddle together on the sofa.
Go, it doesn't go all black. We can sit opposite ends now, can't we, and still watch.
Yes. Yes, but in the meantime, since Apple TV first came out, all these other devices have come out, and televisions themselves have got all these smart functionalities in them, so you can watch YouTube on there, and you can watch Amazon Prime content on your Samsung Smart TV, because the Samsung Smart TV itself has got its own sort of set of apps.
So smart, yeah.
But I think the Apple TV... This new one is a revelation because it's much more like iOS,
okay.
And there's an app store for it, so you can get all sorts of games on there and content apps for things. So it's much more of an open content appified kind of marketplace. So
right, yeah. See, that's what I mean. It's just another new thing that I'm having to get used to. I haven't even explored the other stuff yet properly. So
what other stuff?
Well, you know, the rest of what the TV does, you know. So I haven't been on YouTube yet on the telly, apart from that
one night when we
looked up
when we were watching Richard Marx and
Glenn Medeiros.
Glenn Medeiros and George Benson.
And then all these people that I've forgotten.
And didn't we watch
come on, what are they called now?
Didn't we watch Nasty Imbruglia as well?
Oh yes, yeah. Well, whatever came up next. What are those blokes called with the long hair? What are they called again?
Oh, More Than Words.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm, that one.
Whatever they were called.
Mhm.
I enjoyed that video because it was just sort of, you could see the guitar playing and the percussiveness of the guitar playing.
Yeah, well, that's what I remember from first seeing the video. Not that I've seen it a lot of times, but what really amused me was that the rest of the band was sitting there like, oh God, what are those two up to? And then started holding up their lighters and stuff. Like they were taking the Mickey.
What's the... Yes, that was very funny. Gentle listener, can you your opportunity to guess. What was the name of the band?
All right, can you do it before Simon's Googled it? Your Windows phone does.
I'm going to Cortana it.
Oh, God.
Here we go. It says, ask me anything. Right, here we go.
Yeah, they had a funny name. Well, here we go.
What is the name of the band that did a song called More Than Words?
That wasn't a song.
More Than Words, single by Extreme.
Ah, okay, there we go.
There you go.
Well, that's a lot more helpful than Siri, I have to say.
That was Bing doing the business.
Right. It's a lot more helpful than Siri, who always has to ask another question.
Have you got your phone?
Yes.
Go on, then try Siri. See what Siri would have done.
Well, why don't you try it? Because it's
no, I can't because I'm recording.
No, I mean...
I can't do Siri on my phone now because I'm recording.
I can't even get to Siri.
You have to hold down the home button.
Shows you how far I do it.
What was the name of the band that did the song More Than Words?
Listening.
No, what was the name of the band that did the song called More Than Words?
Is it I can't seem to recognise this song.
I was trying to Shazam it. Do a Google search for the song More Than Words.
Searching Google for the song More Than Words.
Yep, and it's come up with the YouTube video of Extreme More Than Words. There you go.
Okay, so it finds it eventually, but you just have to ask the question in the right way.
Good old Microsoft.
And now you know why I don't use Siri that much.
Mm. And the Apple TV's got Siri as well.
It's quicker for me to type it. Oh, God help us. Well, yeah, I noticed it must be Siri, because I noticed you were speaking into it yesterday and it was doing its usual, what?
No, I wasn't holding the button again. Down. I wasn't holding the button down while I was speaking.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. You're blaming it on human error so far.
It was operator error. Oh,
okay.
It was,
all right.
Yes.
We'll try again, shall we?
It's what we call
with the picnic?
Picnic
that,
error, yes.
What does that mean?
Picnic. It's an acronym. Problem in chair, not in computer.
Very good. Mind you, having seen the way you have to key things in on the Apple TV, it might actually be quicker to ask Siri.
The on-screen keyboard is horrendous. And everyone knows that.
And is therefore making Siri look good.
Mm.
That's work then. Very good. Okay. Good. Well, thank you for this review.
Thank you. Toodle-oo.
Bye.